Hello and welcome back to season three, episode three. The title of this podcast probably got a lot of your attention, and that's the power of marketing and this weekend that people call Black Friday. So I'm going to probably be talking in swings and roundabouts and then try and get around to the message that I actually want to get out. I think this weekend people end up spending more than Christmas. And I will relate this back to fitness soon. But lost in marketing is such a powerful tool. You know, we're going through this whole promotion of, you know, Black Friday, which used to be a weekend, which is now turned into basically the whole of November, through from, you know, up and Cyber Monday and then even further. Now a lot of companies are emailing out passwords to get into sites so you get access and all those things. But it creates this desire, this need, this want, not this need. And there's a big difference between want and need. And when we come to shopping and Black Friday and retail, it's a case of wanting, but we're not sure if we want it, but if it's at the right price, we want it. So then we don't really need it. But if it goes down enough, then we'll want it even more. But we never really need it in the first place. It's just if the price is right. Now, the way that I want to move this over to fitness is that wanting and needing, as we said, are two different things. And if we're in a position where we're training, and our wants and needs within training are very different, or we're training for purely the wants, it's probably why we're not getting the result or feedback from training that we want. So we need to have, you know, low blood pressure. We need to have a level of activity that supports our day-to-day. We need to be functional. We need to have an element of cardiovascular fitness. We need to have an element of strength training for, you know, muscle growth and decreased body fat and all those things. We need whatever that your needs are. But a lot of us want a six pack, or a lot of us want to lose weight. But if we had those markers, health markers, whether it be cholesterol, maybe, or even you can use weight if you wanted to. But if you stopped doing it for the want and focused more on the need, we may be in a better position. So think about how long, try and reflect it. Like I get what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to think about how I can explain and better, you know, explain it to you guys, and the concept of wanting and needing. You know, whether it be something that we buy off a big reputable brand, and we probably wouldn't have bought it before. We wouldn't even considered of buying before, but or maybe we did. But we'll only do it if it's at the right price. And I almost feel like that's what we do through training, right? We want these things, but we do it like as it pleases us, as and when, and just not with real purpose. We're only doing it because it's convenient. Same as why we buy something, because it's convenient on Black Friday, because it goes down to a price that we're prepared to pay, and not of a case of needing to do it. There's got to be a bit of confusion here. There's got to be a need to want to do it, and if there's no need to want to do it, then there's no need at all. And I hope that makes sense. The podcast today is going to be a very short podcast and really food for thought. And I want you to put your energy into the things that you need rather than you want. And you can measure that in whatever way that you wish to. But I would encourage you on a piece of paper, split that piece of paper in half, and on one side write things that you want health related, and write things that you need. I mean, there's an element of want that crosses over, unfortunately, but things that are need, like those things are really important. Those things are, there's no compromise on those. And if you can write down the difference between the two and start doing things for the right reason. So try and think of an example that we want to be in shape, right? But because there's no real need to get in shape, depending on you as a person, the desire is less. So what to you is your need? Because that will drive more purpose. And if you can find more purpose, or if you have more purpose, that's going to increase the need. And then therefore, you're going to be, whether you want to use the word here, want here, you're going to want to do those things more. But you're now doing those wants for the right reasons. As opposed to just trivial stuff where some of us, it's just cool to sign up for the gym. Some of us, it's just a release. And I get that. I'm totally up for that. The gym is a release for a lot of people, and for the right reasons that the gym works. But we're talking about if you're an individual who has a specific goal and has had a specific goal, maybe there's an element of it that requires a changing eating patterns and even our attitude towards that, right? Again, if we decide, if you're goal, I think the common goal for most, or not for most, is putting people into categories, but a common goal within the industry is a weight loss or a weight reduction. So if you write on a piece of paper, why is it that you need that? What are those health markers that you need to measure against? Rather than just looking, right, I'm wanting to get in shape because I'm wanting a holiday, or I want to wear this on holiday, or I've got a wedding to go to and I want to feel better, and I want people to look at me and look like I work out and I'm in shape or go through this journey. But again, that's for the wrong reasons. That's short-lived, and whilst it's valid to a certain length of time, it's not going to be sustainable or realistic for you to achieve. So again, you could even go back to the whole retail thing when you're looking at things online. Again, wanting and needing. If you buy the things that you need and stop the desire of the things that you want, then financially you could find yourself in a better position. Even headspace wise, you're not clogged up with so many things that you've got that you don't wear, that you don't use, and you can best spend your, you can best spend your energy elsewhere. So just the message of today, of Black Friday, shows how powerful the marketing is. And don't get caught in that trap of want versus need. If your want is greater than your need, you're going to be on the back foot the whole time, whether that's from a retail perspective or whether that's from a health, in my opinion, from a health and fitness perspective. If you can identify as your needs, it's going to give you a lot more purpose for the things that you need to achieve. There are going to be listeners and you may be thinking, but I want some of those things. And that's fine. You can want those things. But if you can cross those wants with those needs and match those wants to those needs, it's going to give you that sustainable element of training or health and fitness where you now play a bit of a longer game and don't look for a short-term solution. It becomes incorporated into a lifestyle and you can play the long game. But I think a lot of us just are very short-sighted in the journey that we're on, and the result, let's say, has not come quick enough, and that's because we wanted it there and then, or we wanted it by a certain time frame. And yes, we need to have those objectives and set those goals of time frames, but those time frames are more a case of accountability and giving us a bit more direction and checkpoints, really. But relating those wants, matching up, on a piece of paper, we match those up, cross them over to those needs, you're going to get a lot more out of anything that you do, whether that's in your personal life, your social life, your aspirations for your career, your fitness journey, all those things. Identifying the two, the difference between the two is going to be great for you personally. So as I said, it's a very short and sweet podcast, but I want you to start thinking about that, especially. I mean, topic of conversation heading up to this time of year, the season of Christmas and the very social side, there's going to be a lot of what things that you're going to want physically, or as in socially too. You're going to want to do certain things, and none of that's wrong. I'm not saying that's anything wrong, but it's about that balance and cross over those wants and needs. Mainly for me, I'm going to talk, speaking more about fitness, but cross those over and see where they intertwine and where they match. But coming up to this festive season, especially setting yourself up, I mean, look, it's cliche, setting yourself up for the new year. If your needs are prioritized and you're very clear on your needs, this should be a natural thing, and you don't look about this time of year that nothing should really change. There might be a couple of one or two late nights here and there, which you might already do in your personal lives. There might be a couple extra social events, might be an extra little bit of food, but it's not a case of binging in that time and wanting that short term, fun. spread that out. Don't stop over. We were having a conversation with some of the. I was having a conversation with some of the guys over at the gym, talking about Christmas and stuff. And I was just explaining that if you can continue moving and you find that purpose of, you know, needing to, because it matches those health markers and everything that you have crossed over now, you can identify that, then you're in a good position. But I think a lot of us worry, I've gone off on a little bit here of a tangent, I'm sorry, I've gone off track a little bit, but I think a lot of us worry between what happens between Christmas and New Year and those short times, and certainly, you know, people want to let their hair down and whatnot, but it's the attitude towards it. And I think that's where, if we can identify those needs, I think the mindset and what's in between the ears changes. So worry more about what happens between New Year and Christmas, and that's the bigger picture. Because if we can identify those needs in that time between New Year and Christmas, everything will become a lot easier, and then you can cross a few more wires with wants and needs, and let's say not spread yourself so thin or doing things for the wrong reasons. I really do hope that what I'm saying makes sense. I think for me it makes sense in my head, and I'm crossing over and talking in different sections and going off and coming back and things. But in short, before I let you go, Black Friday is a very powerful marketing tool. It makes you believe that you're getting yourself a good deal. It makes you consider all your wants where you wouldn't have probably considered that before. If something's £150 and goes down to 30, yes, that is a fucking great discount. But if you don't use that thing that you've bought, it's not a great discount and you've still spent £30. I mean, I could have probably used bigger numbers if something was £1,000 or £6,000 and you've got it for £3,000. Yes, you saved yourself £3,000, but you've also spent £3,000. And if you're not going to use it, if you think about like pounds per usage or pounds per wear, pounds per whatever, it's going to be higher. So Black Friday is a very powerful tool, and it caught your attention to listen to the podcast. Relating that back to your personal or fitness life, rather fitness more case, if you can identify what your needs are through your fitness, rather than focusing so much on your wants, you're going to now start doing things for the right reason and have a better return on your investment of your health and fitness. That is all from me. That was just a quick note, but have an amazing week, and we'll be back next week for another episode.